All right, here we go. Kevin Swanson, wildlife biologist and specialist for bears, cougars, and wolves in the UP with us here on the show again. Kevin, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here, Adam.
I appreciate it. It's kind of a disappointing day in one regard, and we're going to talk about this whole wolf situation at the federal level, but there was a ruling today, and it was disappointing for a lot of folks, including you and I.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is disappointing. The appellate court, the U.S. appellate court, upheld the district court's ruling of 2014, and the long story short is that wolves remain on the endangered species list. We were hopeful that we would win that appeal. The states of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, along with many sportsmen's coalitions that we partnered with, we were hoping for a different ruling, and it just didn't happen. So, not good news for now.
So maybe we can clear this up and explain for a second here, and I'm headed somewhere with this, so just forgive me if you could clarify it. This ruling was upheld basically on a technicality of an interpretation of the law and how it should have been handled when taking the wolves off the endangered species list, right?
Well, it depends on what you consider to be a technicality. Lawyers would tell you, no, it's not a technicality. It's a matter of interpretation of the Endangered Species Act. So the Endangered Species Act is very, very important. It was incepted in 1973, and it saved a lot of wildlife species throughout the United States. But in this situation, in my opinion, people have abused that language to try to keep wolves on that list of endangered species when, in fact, they are entirely recovered here in the Great Lakes states and here in the UP. So
let me just clarify that for a second with quantitative figures. If I remember correctly, the last estimate from the DNR was like 620 wolves or so this past year?
Yep, over 618 was the last minimum count estimate.
Okay, and that was before they had their pups too, so who knows where that number is now, right?
Right, we'll be doing another survey this winter. We do that every other year. We'll be doing another survey, and an important note there is that the last time we did the survey, that the minimum count was 618, and as you pointed out, at prior to pup production, but that was at a time that our deer densities had been the lowest that we've seen in the UP in decades, and yet wolves were doing just fine, which to me further supports management of wolves and having the privilege to manage them here in Michigan.
And Michigan is not the only state in the UP that is affected by this ruling of keeping wolves on the endangered species list. We're talking about the entire Great Lakes region, what they consider Wisconsin, Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota alone has huge numbers of wolves, and we're talking, what, close to 4,000 between all three of them?
Yeah, it's something like that. And, of course, most of our wolves in Upper Michigan originated from that core population in Minnesota that was not depleted back in the 1970s, and those wolves slowly came back and recolonized the Upper Peninsula. So that's the source population for the Upper Peninsula. In the states, I talk with biologists from Minnesota and Wisconsin, and, all three states are going to be disappointed in this ruling because it's really one population. When you consider the dispersal distances of wolves and, their ability to recolonize areas, their ability to disperse, they're definitely not endangered. We have a robust, viable population in the Great Lakes states. So, yeah, it's the region that's affected. Wyoming filed a separate appeal, and they won that appeal. If you remember in October, I think you and I talked about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, yeah.
They had good news, and I was hoping that would bode well for the Great Lakes states because we have really very good wolf management plans that have weathered the storm and that guide us. So yeah, it's disappointing in one respect, but if you read the interpretation of that ruling, there are some good things involved in that as I read through it. I was really upset about it yesterday when I heard, but today as I read through the fine print, there are some positive aspects of the ruling because it really provides guidance to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in the future for a future delisting, and your listeners probably don't want to hear that because it just muddies the water and it takes more time, so I totally understand that. But when you look at the big picture, there's guidance provided by this ruling that will help the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to delist these animals in the future based on that DPS, or distinct population segment of wolves. So the judges of the appellate court, those three judges, are basically saying yes, you can manage a distinct population segment or recognize a distinct population segment under the Endangered Species Act. That's sort of our interpretation. So that's a good point in the ruling. The ruling was not in our favor, of course, but if the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service tries again to delist them, which I hope they do, and I think they will, I think it will be easier this time, hopefully, to do that.
So we're going to continue this conversation in our next Outdoor Report, because I have something that I think is going on here. And I'm just speculating, but I've been right about this stuff in the past. And I'd like to talk to you about this and how ridiculous this is further in our next Outdoor Report, if you can hang around, Kevin.
Sure will.
Wildlife specialist for the DNR, Kevin Swanson, will continue our wolf talk later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.